Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Beard leaves Texas Tech to take the Longhorns job after Shaka Smart rolled out for the job at Marquette. Chris Beard had a $4 million buyout, and now he's going back to where he started his coaching career. I mean, it's definitely a no-brainer move, right? You got to go from Texas Tech to Texas, even though the Red Raider fans are not very happy with Chris Beard, you know, thinking of him. I saw the word traitor yesterday coming out of Lubbock for Chris Beard taking the burnt orange job.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most often you don't see guys move up when you're already in a Power Five. Like, you don't often move up within your conference. Like, you don't usually change. You'll change conferences. Like, you know, if Chris Beard were to, you know, go from the Big 12 to the ACC, they would consider that a step up, theoretically, in prestige. Not necessarily in performance this year, but in prestige. You know, the ACC is where it's at. Or you move from the Big 10 or the ACC to the SEC in football. You know, it's a prestigious move. This is a prestigious move. Like, Texas, even though Texas Tech has had, ironically, more success lately than Texas has in basketball, it is a better job. Texas is known as the sleeping giant of college basketball. There's a couple others that are like that as well, but it certainly is one of them. And they just have never put it together. They had Rick Barnes in a few years spurt. But prior to that, go back and look. I mean, they just haven't had success. And Chris Beard comes to Texas as the most successful coach to ever take that job. Think about that. Like Tom Penders wasn't on the level. And Rick Barnes was a coach at Clemson who wasn't on the level yet.
Yeah.
And Shaka was a mid-major coach who had gone to a Final Four and had a hot name. But he wasn't, you know, I mean, Chris Beard has done this basically year in, year out at Texas Tech. So he is the most, the most successful coach to ever become the coach of Texas, at least in the last 50 years. So it's supposed to be a great job.
Yeah, but
and it really is.
But when it comes to the hatred coming from the Red Raider Nation, it's because he just got up and left. He pulled like a Lane Kiffin. He just got up and got up out of there. Like even the Tech AD, Kirby Hocutt, he had the saddest press conference yesterday when he was talking about it. He said that Beard had shared with him that he was ready for another challenge and told him it had nothing to do with financial reasons. It had nothing to do with fan support or better facilities. He just wanted to leave. So then Kirby got up there in front of everyone, and, well, he fired his own shot.
And I will say this about the Red Raider Nation. There is no doubt whatsoever in my mind that when the Big 12 Conference releases next year's basketball schedule, that when that team comes to Lubbock, Texas, the United Supermarkets Arena is going to be rocking that night. And there's no doubt in my mind that when we go to Austin, the Red Raider Nation will occupy a majority of their arena just as we've done in the past.
That's right.
Ooh.
The energy will be produced and produced.
Stop.
At the supermarket.
Stop it. Stop it.
We're going to freeze. We're on defense.
You have no idea. clear out the lane. I mean, clear out the aisles.
Man, it just takes so much of the nastiness out of your statement when you have to drop in the supermarket.
The supermarket sponsor.
Yeah. When you come to the Sprouts Dome. Yeah.
That's right. And,
yeah. Listen, you know.
When you come to the
pit. You better put on your big boy pants and tighten your conveyor belt, because we're going to be coming at you.
When you hear the ruckus of the Piggly Wiggly Arena. Yeah.
No one's going to check into the game. They're just going to check out. The only other players checking out of the game the entire time.
Oh, that was good.
There's one thing, though.
And no free samples here.
None. Oh, I love free samples. God, come on, Costco. Bring it back. We're all good now.
Do they not have free samples anymore?
No, they took it out, COVID. Yeah.
Oh, I assume they'll bring them back.
Yeah. Oh, right? No, not where I'm at.
Oh, I don't know.
To transition. Go ahead.
You can't be mad if you're a Red Raider fan that he went here. Anywhere else, you could be mad. You can never be mad when someone goes home.
It's a double-edged sword for a place like Lubbock. Like, you can't have your program get too good, right? So it's like with Kingsbury, they were never really that good. So right. You were, like, fine with that because you had your Hollywood coach, but he wasn't going to be poached because their defense gave up 50 a game and they were never a real threat in the Big 12. But if you do get really good, I'll never forget. When I was in Kansas City, and this is just after a year, I asked my media boss, like the Gavin Spittle there, I was like, I got a job offer in Dallas. Can I go? And he's like, I'll check with management and get back to you. He came back to me. He said, no. I was like, okay, now I have to go, you know, above your head. And I went to the GM, the Brian Purdy, and I said, I got a job offer in Dallas. Can I go? And he pounded his fist on the table and goes, we are not your stepping stone for Dallas, Texas. We're not a stepping stone for other places. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, boss, but you are. And Lubbock, Texas, and Texas Tech is a stepping stone as well. If you, unless you're Bobby Knight and you get banished and you have to go settle there, if you overachieve and you get attention, you're going to get poached to a bigger and better spot. And I'm, you know, I don't even have to like really apologize in saying it. The University of Texas is as annoying and entitled and arrogant and maybe racist as some of the supporters are there. It is a stepping stone in Lubbock. So that's what Chris Beard took advantage of.
Yeah. I mean, there's not many Power Five jobs that are stepping stones. And quite frankly, Lubbock is not a stepping stone to 90% of the Power Five jobs. You know, like he wouldn't leave Texas Tech for, you know, Oklahoma State. But, you know, you leave it for Kansas. You leave it for Carolina. You leave it for Duke. You leave it for Texas. You leave it for UCLA. There's a handful that you do for. But for the most part, a Power 5 job is where it's at. Though, if you want to make sure that your guy never leaves, and this is the hardest thing to do, you find an alumnus. You find an alumnus to be your head coach. And you will basically ensure that that guy will never leave.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.